March 11th, 2020. This is Filmcast. This is episode number 36. I get to play my 300th song on this show. Once again, coming to you high atop the Creole Co. World Headquarters building in beautiful downtown Otley, Iowa. This episode is brought to you by Creole Co. Do you ever wonder about marsupials? Creole Co. So I got to start this show with some really big news. Now, most of you know this by now, but the Northeast Filk Con is alive. NEFilk.us, July 4th weekend. Gorgeous Gary is the go. And go support this con. It's back. And, as always, if you have music you think we should hear, yours or someone else's, point me toward it. Bandcamp pages, CD Baby pages, and websites, we're always playing new music. If you hear something that you like, you can go to filkcast.blogspot.com for links to all the music that I played on Filkcast. Support Filk and Filkers. Support independent music. Now let's get the music going. So we're going to start the show with some bad news. Adam English had a stroke a few weeks ago. The good news is that he is home, he is working on recovering. Adam, we're thinking about you. So here is Ukla the Mock from Nerdvana with Welcome to the Con.
This one is for all the geeks with fleek physiques and weak old wings.
This one is for all the freaks with a unique reek, too deep to speak.
This one's for you!
You know how many settings there are on a phaser. If you've paid more than $100 for a toy lightsaber. If you kind of thought that Farscape was cool. If you haven't played a sport since the day you got out of high school. Then you've come to the right place. If you've lost friends over arguments about Green Lantern. If you really thought Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms. If you pretend every phone booth's a TARDIS. And you know which is the correct edition of Army of Darkness. Then you've come to the right place. I think you've come to the right place.
Welcome to the con, welcome to
Leon's Dorsai furry elves, get down with your nerdy selves.
If you've sent Mark Hamill your fan script for Star Wars 7, or you own the special edition Laserdisc of Lame of Heaven, if you're living in your parents' garage. And your four cats are named Taylor, Nova, Landon, and Dodge. And you've come to the right place.
If you've gaffer taped your man boobs in an attempt to flatten them. If you've tried to pay your cell phone bill with gold press platinum. If you care which doctor who was the best. Or you tried to hide that you cried when that guy died on Galaxy Quest. And you've come to the right place. Look around, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to the con, welcome to the con.
All the troops in stormtrooper suits say, come on, shake your nerdy booty.
Stand with me and say, I will not be ashamed. I will not settle down. I will not act my age. I will not stop summarizing the plot of X Factor 87 just because we've arrived at the restaurant and the waitress would like to know our drink order. I will sit in a dank room playing Settlers of Catan until my nerd fuck assails the very nostrils of God himself. And I will let my beard grow. Grow until it curls up and consumes my face like a Lovecraftian tentacle creature. Then I will sit in the con suite to
better listen to the words I speak. Geeks, dorks, weeds, freaks, and nerds, march together and take up the standard.
It's time to make up your mind. Will you join the cause or get left behind?
It's nature, it's prominence, it's evolution. So come on and join the nerd revolution.
Welcome everybody here, welcome to the con.
Welcome drifters and filters and gamers and con.
Our family dressed as Obi-Wan and Hamatata.
Welcome big fat black guy dressed as Qui-Gon.
Holy crap, that is one alarmingly realistic
one. All you brown coats gather round. Yo, we got a mission and a vision, so let's form a coalition.
Zombies on the left, strike Galactus on the right. Ruby and zombie fans, join us in the fight.
Cause we peruse the news and it's juice to refuse. We pay our dues and we are not amused. It's time we blew a fuse to defuse your abuse. Cause we refuse to choose to lose.
We'll schmooze chasing news and Doctor Who shoes. Overuse booze and underuse shampoos. And use our gently used Spider-Man underoos to hide our blues clues and secret of the use tattoos.
Nerd off!
Nerd to your mother.
And this song seems to follow the previous one pretty well. From hashtag basic nerd, this is clearly guilty with As Long As You Love Firefly.
Personality is overrated. Riches can come and go. Good education is overstated. And personal hygiene can be fixed with a hose. There is only one thing I desire. For a woman or a man to catch my eye. It's not if they know Jesus or the size of their penis. They just have to love Firefly. What is the use of money if they wear a coat that isn't brown? There's no way they'll get me riled up if they don't know why Jane might let them down. They could be as smart as Aristotle. They could have a ton of gold to sell. But if they didn't shed a tear for the leaf on the wind, then they can go right to the special hell. Personality is overrated. Riches can come and go. Good education is overstated, and personal hygiene can be fixed with a hose. There is only one thing I desire, for a woman or a man to catch my eye. They can have 20 kitties or itty bitty titties, they just have to love Firefly. I have had false starts in my adventures. Turns out tight pants are not enough. I've long quested for serenity. You need more than just a box set to prove love. I don't care if you find another. Star Wars and Star Trek can be pals. Just as long as we both agree, nothing in the verse is hot as naked Captain Mal. Personality is overrated. Riches can come and go. Good education is overstated, and personal hygiene can be fixed with a hose. There is only one thing I desire, for a woman or a man to catch my eye. We'll have hands of blue and go walking two by two, just as long as you love Firefly. Someday I am sure they will reboot it, and I won't know just how to feel. I'll need someone in this trying time, a steady hand like Wash behind the wheel. I will be your personal Inara, even though I am a dude that isn't weird.
I'm not a dude.
No power in the verse can separate this love for Firefly that we both feel. Personality is overrated. Riches can come and go. Good education is overstated, and personal hygiene can be fixed with a hose. There is only one thing I desire, for a woman or a man to catch my eye.
It's not if they know Jesus or the size of their penis. They just have to love Firefly. They can have 20 kitties or itty bitty titties. They just have to love Firefly. We'll have hands of blue and go walking two by two. Just as long as you love Firefly.
This is one of the songs I'm kind of amazed that I haven't played yet. This may be the best Firefly-influenced song out there. This is Jen Midkiff from All in Good Time with Not an Open Book.
Secret's mine to keep, and it's been secret for a while. Now you see me as a shepherd, but that's not all that I've been. You ask me of my past, but that's a book that's closed, my friend. No, I wasn't born a shepherd, but that story's mine alone. And what I've been gone by is someone you've not known. I'd like to tell you how it is that I know the things I do, but that would open up old wounds and maybe hurt you too. I'm content with my new life now and the book that I now teach, but certain older words remain, turn up in my speech. Now you see me as a shepherd, but that's not all that I've been. You ask me of my past, but that's a book that's closed, my friend. No, I wasn't born a shepherd, but that story's mine alone. And what I've been in days gone by is someone mysterious past. There are chapters I can't mend, but I can scratch them out and then I'll write some new ones in. Yet in the crossed out lines I found some useful things remain, so I'll use those things to help you and so wash away their stain. Now you see me as a shepherd, but that's not all that I've been. You ask me of my past, but that's a book that's closed, my friend. No, I wasn't born a shepherd, but that story's mine alone. And what I've been in days gone by is someone you've not known. Perhaps I sought forgiveness for the man I was before. Perhaps I just grew weary and chose to close the door. But a door connects two places the others don't forget. In my darkest desperate need, they'll honor unclaimed debt. Perhaps someday shepherd, but that's not all that I've been. You You ask me of my past, but that's a book that's closed, my friend. No, I wasn't born a shepherd, but that story's mine alone. And what I've been in days gone by is someone you've not known. Now you see me as a shepherd, but that's not all that I've been. Don't ask me of my past, for that's a book that's closed. Amen.
And since I seem to be on a Firefly theme for the moment, this is Bedlam Bards from On the Drift with Sail the Sky.
With all my fears and sorrows close, I'm hanging on, just hanging on. I wish that you were here with me to sail the sky, serenity, and take me high or take me low through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. How many words did you impart while I chose to close my heart? And unto God you made this plea, safe sail the sky, serenity, and take me high or take me low through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. If just once more we dance in light, or trace our tears through one more fight, what could I say to set you free? But sail the sky, serenity, and take me high or take me low through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. Stars burn bright and rise the dawn, so our paths must journey on. We lose not hope in family, still sail the sky, serenity, and take me high or take me low through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black, and take me high or take me low through to the end where I may go. If I can stand, then I shall pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black.
Grandmothers has such a wonderful sense of whimsy. From Reality Check, this is Dinosaur Petting Zoo.
Oh, step right up, everybody. We got a brand new attraction. With a little blood, a little skin, a little bit of bone, and some parts of an amphibian. We got the best engineers and computer guys, the best genetics crew. So come and see our creation, it's the Dinosaur Petting Zoo.
Well, come one, come all, walk, run, or crawl, you never seen the like before. Our Cretaceous friends are back again, come see what we have in store. You can stroke their skin, you can scratch their hide, you can even ride one or two. But just be gone before feeding time at the Dinosaur Petting Zoo.
They're gentle as puppies. If puppies were 12 feet tall, you can stay all day, watch them run and play, and I bet they won't mind at all. But don't try to hand feed them, that you must never do. They always eat the hand that feeds them at the Dinosaur Petting Zoo.
Well, come one, come all, walk, run, or crawl, you'd never seen the light before. Our Cretaceous friends are back again, come see what we have in store.
Well, you can stroke their skin, you can scratch their hide, you can even ride one or two.
But just be gone before feeding time at the Dinosaur Petting Zoo.
We got Dilophosaurus, Deinonychus, Pterosaurs, Muttabarosaurus and Hadrosaurs, Sauropods, Iguanodons, Tyrannosaurs, Pteranodons, Raptors, and a whole lot more. It's Jurassic inspiration in a true Mesozoic style. A window to a forgotten world that would make Mike Crichton smile. You can bring the entire family, unwanted visitors too, and sign them up for the catch of the day at the Dinosaur Petting Zoo.
Well, come one, come all, walk, run, or crawl, you never seen the like before. Our Cretaceous friends are back again, come see what we have in store.
Well, you can stroke their skin, you can scratch their hide, you can even ride one or two.
But just be gone before feeding time at the Dinosaur Petting Zoo.
And now for the 300th song I've played on PhilCast. Let's make it something brand new. So I've been bothering Ben Newman to get better quality recordings and get better quality MP3s. And this week, he has. I've been wanting this song in particular. Some of that is because it's Lizzie's favorite song of his, and I also think it's just a brilliant song. So, from Upload Some Stuff number 1, this is Ben Newman with The Secret of the Festival of Sandcastles.
You now learn the mysterious truth that everyone knows and yet nobody tells, of that festive occasion beloved of youth, the sandcastle season we all know so well. Then come with me, friends, let's go down to the sea, at the ebb of the tide, at the half of the moon. Bring buckets and shovels and afternoon tea. Slip across Shoreline Avenue, climb over the dune, and we'll build sandcastles proud and tall. Cities for fairies to dwell in, and we'll spread our blankets and picnics all, and watch till the tide brings the swell in, for civilizations rise and fall, and fate comes for us, be we large or small. The days dart past while the ages crawl, and the tale is revealed in the telling. when you build on the beach, have you ever imagined diminutive fairies that come there to live? Are they dwelling right now in the castles we've fashioned? Look now and see, if you dare to believe. With their smallness of size comes a briefer duration. The short span of time that we call a day is an age of the world for their civilization, until the tide arises and sweeps it away. And yet think of the sandcastles they must build, that each breaking wave washes over. With what strange brief creatures might they be filled? Too small for our eyes to discover. And do they tell stories as dreamers will, of worlds yet smaller or larger still? Do you see at last what the sands reveal? Within every world there's another. Now who here has been to the capital city and stood in the center of Origin Square? Recall to your mind those colossal cathedrals, the spires and towers and palaces there. Our school teachers take us to visit these towers, whose age and whose makers they say are unknown, not daring to name those mysterious powers, much older than ancient and stronger than stone, who built their sandcastles proud and tall. Cities for people to dwell in, are they watching still from the mountain wall? Do they tell the same tale we are telling? For worlds must end, be they large or small, and for men and fairies and titans all. The days dart past while the ages crawl, till the turn of the tide brings the swell in. Our history begins with the works of the Titans, the cities and nations they founded and taught. Yet legends still whispered round fires at night tell of worlds gone before that were drowned and forgot. And this world of the fairies we've built with our hands is more true and more real than a game that we play. Watch as their cities return into sand. You are titans to them. Can you hear when they pray? The end will come, be it swift or slow, and none can preserve what they fashion. When we shape a world, we must let it go. Can we keep the waves from their crashing? Can we save this world for the fairies? No. If the titans still watch us, they never show. But things stand above as they stand below. So remember these worlds with compassion.
Summer Russell is such an amazing songwriter and singer. Out of the Greenwood is such a great album. This is Waiting for a Hero.
Scarlet rose and silver thorn grow around the tower where she was born. Creeping up the sunlit walls, shadowing the lonely halls and covering the solitary door. And it's there a home she keeps, held in thrall by spell and sorcery. past an endless, faceless wall. She is watching through the window.
And Sally Childs Helton are two of the mainstays of this community, and I don't play them often enough. From Tempest Fugitives, this is Barry and Sally Childs Helton with Monorail to Atomland.
Calling the Sputnik Squadron, here's a secret message, and it's only for your ruined ears. We're in a free fall game of capture, the future may be just before it disappears. Remember forward looks at life in 1990 when the interstate was just a proposal. Those were the table scraps of a day after tomorrow that by now is mostly down the disposal. We're on a monorail to Atom Land with our years accelerating by. Suspend your disbelief on the superconductors and keep your eyes on the sky. all the duck and cover veterans of the war we weren't supposed to fight, who fought it anyway in streets and poison jungles and in dreams that burst above the night. What's left of your good faith is used as ammunition by the players of the ancient jest, who'd give you shades and suntan lotion and a beach towel to observe an atmospheric test. Just take that monorail to Adam Land. Watch your years accelerate and by. Suspend your disbelief on the superconductors and keep your eyes on the sky. Nobody's dicing with your destiny, as Jesus loves me, this I know. If Connell Rat comes on, a miracle will come, or Michael Rennie in a UFO. We'll give your wife a house with central vacuum cleaning and the moon a dome for clean cut man. And if it all blows up by jingo, then we'll learn to never push that big red button again. We'll take that monorail to Adam Land. Watch our years accelerate and by. Suspend in disbelief on the superconductors and keeping our eyes on the sky. We've got the smartest toys we've ever seen, but just how much real intelligence? And if we burn our home like a juvenile delinquent, will we bleed? It's just a first offense. The hippie space patrol that tried to save the planet till they wound up living on the take. Did they just wash their brains for the lost causes till imagination went opaque? They took that monorail to Adam Land with their years accelerating by. Suspending disbelief on the superconductors and keeping their eyes on the sky. We're on a monorail to Adam Land with our years accelerating by. Suspending disbelief on the superconductors and keeping our eyes on the sky.
I have realized how hard it is to say the Swedish short snouts. That's as fast as I can say it. All I know is I need a lot more of their music. I've played them before. I'll play them again. From the 2019 Wizard Rock Sampler on Bandcamp, this is the Swedish Short Snouts. Yep, that's as fast as I can go with Scream Like a Mandrake.
In the greenhouse, there's a chance you'll be murdered.
Nobody told me that the most dangerous class is
And this is another song from the 2019 Wizard Rock Sampler. I played some Wizard Rock ska a few episodes ago, and here's some more. This is Sonorous with Arthur Weasley.
Looking for Filk events, house Filks, concerts, bands on tour, and in any country. If you're a Filker and you're playing at your local coffee house, let us know and we'll talk about it. We want Filkcast to be the place where you can find out about Filk everywhere. So what's going on? Conventions. The Cleveland Concoction, March 20th through 22nd in Cleveland, Ohio. The music guest of honor will be Mark Gunn. Consonants. In Milpitas, California, March 20th through 22nd as well. TJ and Mitchell Burnside Clapp are the guests of honor. Carl Johan Noren is the Interfilt guest. Bob and Lindy Laurent are the listener guests. And the Toastmaster is Lauren Cox. Heliosphere, April 3rd through 5th in Tarrytown, New York. Fellow filkers that will be there are Alan F. Beck, Paul Levinson, and there will be theme filks and panels, lots of stuff to do. Minicon in Minneapolis, Minnesota, April 10th through the 12th. The bands that will be there are Beth Kinderman and the Player Characters, Astra Sony, Adam Stemple, Brute Force Therapy, Last Saturday Filkers, Feng Shui Ninjas, Scott Kiever, The Leprechaun Pirates, Teresa Chandler, and Riverful. Filk Ontario, April 24th through 26th in Toronto. The Stone Dragons are the guests of honor. The Blibbering Humdingers are the Filk Waves, and the Interfilk guest are the PDX Broadsides. S.J. Tucker has an online concert thing on March the 29th. Chris Clark is hosting a Filk in Niagara Falls.
Slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch.
Are you done?
Yeah.
March 21st. Contact Jane Garthson for more information.
Thank you, Lizzie, for putting up with my behavior. And thank you for listening to episode 36. You can find playlists and links at philkcast.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Philkcast will be back March 25th. As always, send me requests, send me music, send me links to music. I'm always looking for new stuff. Please let me know what you think of the show. You can leave comments on Blogspot or Facebook. You can leave reviews on iTunes. You can also email me directly at ericcoleman@gmail.com. Please help spread the word. And if you're willing to be part of the street team, I have posted a couple of JPEGs on both the Blogspot and on the Facebook pages, one in color, one in black and white, and you can print those out and put them on the freebie table at your local convention with information about the podcast. Phoenix were Britain's Filk supergroup, and I've gotten to hang out with nearly everyone in the band. I have to say, they're some of my favorite people, too. So from Into the Fire, this is Phoenix with Flamestrike. Thank you for listening. Talk to you again in a couple weeks.
We don't need you. We don't want you. We don't need you anymore. You tell us that we must obey. You say that you know best. We don't need that anymore. You tell us all that we must fight. That war will be the test. We don't need you anymore.
you anymore. Take your light and take your shadow. We don't need them anymore. We don't need you. We don't want you. We don't need you anymore. Take your light and take your shadow. We don't need them any. We don't want them any. We don't need.
Mischief managed.